This lesson is going to be a potent, salient, relatable lesson for all of us today. I believe as people realize the nearness of the events portrayed in the Revelation, I believe that they are going to have an opportunity to be revived, reformed, receive Bible remorse, Bible repentance, and be practically ready for these last days. I have a special present truth nugget that is going to permeate our lesson today. I'm going to touch on it right now, and then in the closing portions, I'm going to repeat it. Very, very important. How many of you recall that in the Bible, in Revelation, that there are seven trumpets? Well, today, I'm going to share with you the first six trumpets have their applications in the past, historic. But those six trumpets are going to be repeated in the last days. Stay tuned for that. It is going to be an eye-opening experience. I'm going to really enjoy this one today, because as people are seeing the current events, they're asking questions. Now, some talking heads on social media are attempting to give answers. But if the answers are not found in the Bible, it's simple people's opinions. And today, I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'm going to give you a thus saith the Lord. That is what people need. The word of God. Let's get right into it. This is going to be a continuation from what I covered this past Sabbath evening, addressing the battle of Armageddon, the coming nuclear weapon showdown, the coming seven last plagues, and it's time for God's people right now to prepare for the nuclear showdown. Prepare for coming cyber attacks. Prepare for the blowing of trumpets of war being repeated. Prepare for the outpouring of those vials of plagues. I smell the rat today, and it is a stink. What do tyrants know that we aren't aware of? Let's get into it, my friends. And please share this with someone else. It is going to be life-changing, to say the least. And I had to say this in the opening to grab your attention by God's grace. We're told in inspiration, the battle of Armageddon is connected to nuclear weapons being used on the world. Vessels with the living cargo will be entombed in the great deep. Weapons, deadly weapons of warfare. What are those weapons? In living cargo, entombed in the great deep. Nuclear weapons. The battle of Armageddon will transpire. Tell the people you're talking to, the battle of Armageddon officially will take place during the seven last plagues. That's after the mark of the beast is enforced, after God's people are sealed in the near future during the seven last plagues. And now I must speak to God's professed people right now. I must try my best again by God's grace to awaken those who are incredulous, unconcerned about current events, their soul salvation, preparation, individually and for their families. Here's the point. This is going to be potent. Many of God's professed people, once they hear the battle of Armageddon will take place in the time of the seven last plagues, nuclear showdown in the seven last plagues, do you know what they say? That means we should not be concerned about current events. Don't be concerned about wars and rumors of wars. That's what they say. Don't be concerned about rumor of a nuclear weapon exchange among nations. Don't be concerned about that. That's what they say. Do you not say the Bible says it's during the seven last plagues? So why be concerned now? And as a result, these people become cynics, mockers, and scoffers. As a result, they put off, procrastinate, they reject the practical and spiritual work of preparation. I have news for you. Here's how you respond to these people. Number one, once you show them, the Battle of Armageddon takes place in the seven last plagues. The nuclear weapon showdown during the seven last plagues, then say this to them. Why are the plagues called seven last plagues? It's because they're going to be previous plagues. And once you say that, you must prove it. Second point is what you share with them. You have come to midday power surge, right? The second point is this. In the book of Revelation, it's not the first place you find the plagues being poured out. The plagues are seen officially in the book of Exodus, and they're called 10 plagues, not seven, 10 plagues. So why in Revelation they're called seven last plagues? Point number three, then you share with them, when God poured out the 10 plagues, the first three plagues affected negatively everybody, Egyptians and Hebrews. Oh, that's the point. Egyptians and Hebrews were negatively affected by the first three plagues. So now the seven last plagues in Egypt, Jesus says now, I'm going to sever my people from the Egyptians as I pour out these next seven plagues. Now, once you say that, your co-worker, classmate, family member, relative, neighbor will want proof. All right, bring them now to Exodus chapter 8. This is what the talking heads cannot give you on social media, MSM, on X, You Woke, etc. Chapter 8 of Exodus. Look carefully at verse 20. And the Lord spake unto Moses. Rise up early, Moses, and go speak unto Pharaoh. I'm referencing. Verse 21. Let my people go, that they may serve me, says God, Pharaoh. Verse 21. If you don't, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, upon thy servants, upon thy people, upon thy houses. Of all the Egyptians, swarm of flies. Look at verse 22 now. And I, God, and I will sever, which means to separate, sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarm of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. Verse 23, and I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall be the sign. Swarm of flies was the fourth plague. Follow me here. Share that with the people. Then bring them back now in chapter 8 and chapter 7. The first plague was the plague of blood. The second plague, the plague of frogs. The third plague, the plague of lice. But the fourth plague, the swarm of flies, none fell on Goshen. None fell on God's people's homes, on God's people's bodies. None. Separation. The last seven. And that's why now in chapter 7, chapter 16 of Revelation, they're called the seven last plagues because they're only for the unrepentant. Now, when the Bible study context asks, where's the second witness? Because you told me, Andrew, they will say to you, you need two witnesses, at least two, to confirm any point. Then you bring them to Exodus chapter 9. Look at verse 4 now. This is the fifth plague. Verse 4. And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel, the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is and belong to my people Israel. Verse 4. and the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel, etc. Now notice the first three plagues. The plague of frogs. Frog is an amphibian, right? Lives on land and lives in water, correct? So what plague will affect land and water in the last days? Come on, talk to me, friends. It's going to affect all people on the earth. The wicked and God's professed people. Number two, the third plague, where do lice fly? Where do you find lice? Lice is on the skin, lice on the ground, lice in trees, lice also in the air, airborne plague. It's going to affect everybody in the last days, except for the seven last plagues. So now, when people say, don't be concerned about these news reports, about nuclear showdown, not simple rumor, Armageddon, nuclear battle, all the way in the future, now you can show them. There is going to be nuclear weapon exchange now, before the great ones, plural, the great ones during the seven last plagues. Now, once they see this, your family member, your neighbor, your coworker, your classmate, your relative, once they see this, what I just showed you, if they are sincere, it should awaken them. It should. Now, if they're on their way to grieving God's Holy Spirit, there's nothing you can do to stop that. They might be already lost if they can't see this. It's coming. So we must get prepared now. And not only a physical, tangible, literal preparation, there must be a spiritual one. Because the only people that will not receive the seven last plagues and be affected by the nuclear weapon showdown are going to be people who have God's sign, God's seal, Romans chapter 4, verse 7 onward. The sign is a seal. Mercy. A different Bible study right there. What the people need is Bible, brothers and sisters. So now we can approach this lesson today. And now it can stir us up in the right way to get ready now. Watch this. We need to study. The pouring out of the seventh vial, the seventh plague. Why? Because during the seven last plagues, the battle of Armageddon will take place. Nuclear weapons activated by nations will take place. Look at what's transpiring right now. Germany plans to turn public buildings into bomb shelters. That's November 25th. What's today? The nations are preparing. Here's my point. Come back here. When you show this to your Bible study contact, family member, co-worker, classmate, neighbor, show them. They are only, for the most part, preparing physically. But where is the spiritual preparation? Look at this. Germany draws up list of bunkers for civilians amid growing fears of war with Russia. There it is, friends. People also, look at the bottom sentence. People would also be encouraged to create protective shelters in their homes by converting basements. Do you have a basement? Garages. It's coming. So now when people say, oh, again, I'm going to be redundant today. That's in the future. Mm-mm. Now we know there will be a showdown before the official one during the seven last plagues. You know what? Let me give you a second witness. It's called seven last plagues, correct? Seven last plagues. Plagues, diseases. Did we not see one recently? It was called Pestilence 19. You see my point? That shut the whole world down for 3.5 years. That was simply a dress rehearsal for what's coming officially when the seven last plagues are poured out. That's it. And those who can't see this are willfully blind. Move on. I'm really going to drive nails into sure places. Today, headline, Europe preps for World War III as secret German documents reveal plans for 800,000 troops in case Russia invades NATO. Listen, and now they're saying that articles are being drafted to impeach the lame duck president. President Joe Biden, listen attentively.
Biden, the congressman who's drafting that legislation right now, the articles of impeachment, is Congressman Keith Self from Texas, and he joins us now from Capitol Hill. Congressman, good to see you. Welcome to Redacted. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me on this important issue.
Congressman, what prompted you to jump into this and to say we're going to draft articles of impeachment? This is a violation of the Constitution.
Well, I have drafted articles of impeachment. I've sent them to the lead shop. We have language back. But what I'm asking for before I drop these articles is I'm asking for a briefing because we don't know what the president authorized. We don't know if he put any parameters on it. We don't know if he put any exceptions on it. So that's what I've asked for. And I have energized them with these draft impeachment articles. So I'm looking for them to tell me and to tell the American people, what did you approve? Because you're exactly right. We have outsourced our military decisions to Ukraine. They're not an ally. Yes, we have the agreement from 2014, but this could be an impeachable offense depending on what he said, what he authorized, and what Ukraine is doing.
And of course,
that's clear. And now we have, notice here, friends, this is President Biden. Danger of nuclear Armageddon, now at the highest peak since 1962. Listen attentively here. Watch.
Mr. President, Mr. Secretary General, my fellow leaders, in the last year, our world has experienced great upheaval. A growing crisis in food insecurity, record heat, floods, and droughts, COVID-19, inflation, and a brutal, needless war.
Mercy. Beloved, do you realize several things here? That President Biden actually referenced words from Matthew 24? The man just mentioned wars. He mentioned famine. He mentioned pestilences. And he mentioned calamities. That's Matthew 24. This is what you must share with your Bible study contact. Everybody, listen to me attentively. When you come to Midday Power Surge, you receive spiritual arrows for your quiver to go and win souls using current events to remind people of what God says. Now look at those four events: wars, famines, pestilences, the earthquakes in diverse places that point to, as we would say today, climate change. Beloved, are we seeing the earthquakes in diverse places? Yes. Are we seeing the pestilences? Yes, the famine. So why would you doubt the war? Beloved, there are two main ways nations attack each other to go to war. One, they put boots on the ground in other nations' territories. Or they fight from the air. Missiles. Yeah. Weapons from the air or from the sea. Those two go together. The Navy or the air. That's it, my friends. That's it. So why would you doubt this? Now, tell the Bible study contact these words. Matthew 24, Jesus says, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Then you show them Jeremiah 51. Come on, friends. It's Midday Power Surge. Verse 44 through verse 46. Just before Babylon fell, there were rumors of war 1 year, rumors of war another year, and so on until the predicted rumor of war actually became a reality. That's it. And just before the second coming of Christ, Babylon will fall again. So what will be the premier one-off, no hyperbole, one-off several premier signs? Babylon is about to fall, second coming of Christ. There'll be wars and rumors of wars. Then say to them, how do we know which one will come and go away? Or which one, which rumor of war will come and launch us into the closing scenes of Earth's history? Do you know which one? And of course, they'll say no. It's a rhetorical question. So what must we do now, Bible study contacts? Implement the five keys of survival. Midday power surge. Get people ready. Bring them back to the Bible. And that's why I love current events. I use them as springboards to remind people of what God says in the Word. Now, we just heard, you know what? I just inserted a lot of words. Allow me to go back to what Biden said and connect this, because you're going to see something here. If I don't, somebody's going to miss it. Here's Biden again before the UN General Assembly. Hear what he says.
Mr. President, Mr. Secretary General, my fellow leaders, in the last year, our world has experienced great upheaval. A growing crisis in food insecurity, record heat, floods, and droughts, COVID-19, inflation, and a brutal, needless war.
A brutal, needless war. With that in mind, can somebody connect these two dots for me? I'll roll the video. You tell me what you're thinking. Those of you in the chat, watch this.
Tonight, anxious hours after Ukraine fired American-made long-range missiles called Attackams at a nuclear-armed Russia for the first time, according to two U.S. officials. It comes just days after the White House approved their use outside Ukraine's borders.
How on one hand you're telling us a brutal, needless war, but on the other hand, it appears that you are instigating a war with Russia. Even World War III, a nuclear showdown. Does that make sense to you?
Tonight, President Putin has lowered the bar for Russia's use of nuclear weapons. Under a new nuclear doctrine, Russia could deploy its arsenal if attacked by a non-nuclear country allied with a nuclear state, a message unmistakably directed at Ukraine and the US.
The thing is connected, friends.
But the key question, in Russia's war on Ukraine, would Vladimir Putin use a nuclear weapon?
I think it's quite serious.
Serious? And now, again, here we have the president actually talking about the Battle of Armageddon. Do you see why, if you can, say to serve local, international, do you see why you must take these clips, present them to your Bible study contact with the scriptures and the talking points? And as you pray, God will give you more talking points to then lead people to the spiritual work of preparation. That's what Christ did. The time is fulfilled, prophecy. The kingdom of God is at hand, urgency. Repent, preparation, believe, faith in Christ. That was Christ's method. Mark chapter 1, verse 14 to 15. They're all speaking about the battle of Armageddon. Let's talk about it from the scriptures. Here is Joe Biden. But the Battle of Armageddon.
The first time since the Cold War, a potential nuclear threat has gripped the world. The Russia-Ukraine war is taking a dangerous course, something the US president has called an Armageddon threat. Joe Biden says that scenes from the Bible, in fact, describe the current volatile situation. Armageddon is the prophesied location where the last mythological battle took place. Biden compared the region with today's Ukraine and warned of an attack that could destroy the entire world.
What are they quoting? Bible. It's based on the Bible. So should we not, come on, save to serve, should we not use these clips as opportunities now to present them to our co-workers, classmates, family members, relatives, neighbors, and ask questions. Do you know where in the Bible you find the battle of Armageddon? No, you don't know. Okay. Do you want to see? Yes, I want to see. You're talking about it. Now you can take last Sabbath evening service Bible study. Last Sabbath's evening service Bible study. Take those scriptures, pray over them, and give a Bible study with the work of preparation. Not only Biden, here's Trump, Armageddon.
We have never been closer to World War III than we are today under Joe Biden. A global conflict between nuclear armed powers would mean death and destruction on a scale unmatched in human history. It would be nuclear Armageddon.
They're talking about it, my friends. There it is, the battle of Armageddon all over the media. Now, in this segment, as you're speaking to your family member, speaking to your coworker, classmate, Bible study contact, presently, you don't have to share what I'm going to say right now. But for the record, I, Andrew Henriquez, by God's grace, have to put it in the record. But this part, you don't have to share, because your Bible study contact might not be able to see all the dots connected on this point. But for the rest of you who understand this, I must share it. Based on the scripture, who is behind the wars and the slain and the killing of individuals? The Bible says it's Babylon. Now, I won't spend much time here. There are your scriptures. It's Babylon. And Babylon is called the mother church. That's popery. Don't forget that. And here's the Pope on record saying, we are already in World War III. That's what he said. It's right there from their actual publication. We're already in World War III. And the record states the Pope is very soft in dealing with Russia because they're working both sides of the agenda, the Hegelian dialectic. Again, you may not want to share this with your contact because they might not be prepared to receive it right now. There it is. And the Pope's words, he says, if you want to understand me, that's what he said, read the book, Lord of the World. That book says they will create crises in the world. And then exhort the Roman Catholic Church as the solution. Lord have mercy. That's exactly what they're doing. Lord of the World. Mm-hmm. The man of sin. Now, you can share this. Abraham Lincoln once said, the Jesuits, the papists of Rome, these institutions and people, they're all about war and destruction. Abraham Lincoln said that. Now watch this, friends. In the Bible, Emperor Nero was the one that burnt down his city and turned around and blamed the Christians to get sympathy from the Romans to murder the Christians. Mm-hmm. Nero did that. That's on record. So what do you expect them to do in the last days? The very same ones who say, stop the bombing. Let's pray. We want peace. Don't believe them. They're vipers. All right. Now, in that segment, you may not share it right now. But for the rest of you, I put that in the record. Now, friends, I smell the rat. Oh, I smell the rat. What do the tyrants know that we don't? The battle of Armageddon, come right back now. The battle of Armageddon entails nuclear weapons being engaged activated on civilians in nations. It takes place officially during the seven last plagues after the mark of the beast. But we will see a showdown now before then. That's the point. I gave you all those texts in the beginning to prove that. Now watch this. The United States purchases $290 million of drug for use in radiological and nuclear emergencies. Why would they do that? Why would you do that? Do you know something we don't know? This is what you must share with your Bible study contact. Now pause right there. Say this to them. Imagine if you don't get ready for a crisis and the government has all the resources to preserve and protect you in said crisis. And the only way for you to preserve your life is to go to the government to get those resources. And the government says, here are conditions, stipulations, requirements you must meet to get these resources. What would you do? What if one of the chief criterion is to worship on Sunday? What would you do? When must we get ready? And by God's grace, people can be awakened. Look at that. Again, $290 million worth of these. What are they planning for? What do they know? Do they know something we don't? Why is America stockpiling $300 million worth of these elixirs, inoculations, just in case there is a radiological, biological, chemical outbreak? And look who they're naming. Mr. Putin, the boogeyman. Look at this right here, friends. What are we told in inspiration? The very same ones who say, oh, we want to care for you, they're the ones that will bring disease and disaster. Until populous cities are reduced to ruin and desolation. Ask your contact. Name me 5 populous cities in America. Name me the top 3. New York, LA, Chicago. Look at this now. Headline, New York City officials share eerie explainer on how to prepare for a nuclear attack. Why would they do this? I smell the rat. Something is stink in America. And to smell the rat means to be suspicious, if you did not know. Watch this, friends.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why, just know that the big one has hit, okay? So what do we do? There are 3 important steps that I want you to remember. Step 1, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows.
Now, friends, at this point, as you're given the Bible study, as you're sharing these things with your contact, you may play the whole video for them. But here, I won't play all the video. I want this to be as succinct as possible, sharp like a two-edged sword. So once you share that, I have clip 2 here, preacher. I won't play that.
Step 2.
I don't want to hear step 2.
Step 3.
I don't want to hear step 3. Now you bring them now to this movie, Leave the World Behind. Everybody and their grandmama know that this was predictive programming. And where was this movie recorded, shot? We're in New York. I'll come back to that. In New York. And look at the last scene in New York. What did they see? I forgot their names. By the way, their names aren't important now. The stars there in the movie. Look right between those two women. Off in the distance. That's a mushroom cloud, not mushroom you eat either. There it is, even more clearer. There it is, more clear. There it is. In the movie. Was that radiological? Was that chemical? Was that biological? What was that? Nuclear? What was that? In New York. I smelled the rat. And someone in the chat said, Pastor, get a cat. No, I got a dog. Cat. Give me a dog. I know you're being humorous right now. But this is serious, my friends. This is what you share with your Bible study contact. And then in the movie, you show them even someone's tooth and teeth were falling out. Something was in the air. Something was in the air. Go back to my opening scriptures in the book of Exodus. 10 plagues. The first three fell on everybody. Or else there'd be no need for God to say, the last seven, I will sever the Hebrews from the Egyptians and nothing will fall upon my people in Goshen. Goshen was in the country. Because when Jacob brought his family to see Joseph in Egypt, what was he told? Tell Pharaoh you are shepherds. And that's when they were given Goshen. That was in the country. Tell your Bible study contact, country living is going to be important. That means the attack, the nuclear, the biological, the chemical, the radiological, these things are going to hit the cities. So Pastor, are you saying those in the country won't be impacted, affected? They might, but because you are where God says you need to be. Mm-hmm. Because you are where God says you need to be, then God will quickly, gladly work a miracle to protect, preserve your lives. Amen to that. That's what you must hear. But if you're rebellious, lingering in the cities, when God says move and the doors are open, you can't pray. That prayer will be a presumptuous prayer. Back to my scriptures. The plagues fell. The blood plague, the first plague, the frog plague, the lice plague, airborne. In the water. Look at this now. Russian nuclear submarine armed with doomsday weapon disappear. They're telling us submarine. And this is what you must now share with your Bible study contact. Bring them to the Bible, my friends. Now, in this segment is where you launch into the Bible study. Share with them the statement. The battle of Armageddon will be fought. Everybody take your Bibles right now. When you come to Midday Power Surge, you come to receive Bible religion. The battle of Armageddon will be fought. Let's all be found wide awake as wise virgins having oil in our vessels with our lamps. Mercy. Last sentences. Solemn events before us are yet to transpire. Here it is now. Trumpet after trumpet is to be sounded. Vial after vial poured out one after another upon the inhabitants of the earth. What are the vials? Then bring your Bible study contact to Revelation chapter 16. Verse 1 onward, you find the seven angels with the seven vials. In the seven vials are seven last plagues to be put out upon the people who have grieved God's Holy Spirit and now have the mark of Satan. the mark of the beast. That's it. So now we know that, but what are the trumpet at the trumpet? The statement there. What are the trumpet at the trumpet is to be sounded. You have to go back now to the book of Revelation. The vials are found in chapter 16 of Revelation. The trumpets are found in chapter 8 of Revelation through Revelation 11. That's the Bible study. Tell your Bible study contact, as I'm telling you, Safe to Serve Local and Safe to Serve International. The first, by the way, we're now under the seventh trumpet. Let's get that clear. We are now under the seventh trumpet. That means six trumpets are in the past. Your history. Now tell them, the first six trumpets historically have already taken place. Based on inspiration now, they're going to be repeated. Look at this. Bring them now to Revelation chapter 8. That's why we don't do reactionary videos. We give substance when you come to Midday Power Surge. Not simply talking about current events. Where's the Bible? Revelation chapter 8. Look carefully here at verse 7. The seven angels come in verse 6 with seven trumpets. Look at verse 7. And what you want to do now is to show the Bible study contact, as I'm showing you. Inspiration in the statement connected the trumpets with the vials. The trumpets, preacher. The trumpets with the plagues. Trumpets and vials. So that's what we must do. Exactly that. In chapter 8 of Revelation, you have trumpets. In chapter 16 of Revelation, you've got the plagues, the vials. Let's compare them, shall we? Watch now. Verse 7, the first angel did sound, and there followed hail. What now? _ hail, and fire mingled with blood. Hail and fire. What plague is that? That's plague number 7. Revelation, put it down, Revelation, chapter 16, and verse 21. That is pointing to the plague of hail. And of course, I gave you a scripture that confirms. In the book of Exodus, when God sent the plague of hail, it was mingled with fire. Watch this, preacher, Exodus. Find me that plague of hail mingled with fire. 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 Exodus chapter 9. Look at verse 24. And there was hail and fire mingled with the hail. You see that now, my friends? All right, Carlos, amen. All right, it's clear now. So that means the trumpets, tell them, while they have historical application, they're also going to be repeated. That's Bible, brothers and sisters. Trumpet number 2, verse 8 of chapter 8 of Revelation. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire and cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. The third part of the sea became blood. Blood? That's the first plague in the book of Exodus. It's also a plague. Plague 2 in Revelation 16. Verse 4. The trumpets are plagues. A second application. Bring them now to the third plague. Verse 9. The third part of creatures. Verse 9. The third part of the creatures, which were in the sea and had life, died. Which plague is that? That's Revelation 16. Look at verse number 6. It says, all that were in the sea died. That's verse 3, rather. Verse 3 and verse 4. All that were in the sea died. Pause right there. Question, my friend. If there were to be a nuclear weapon released on nations, what would happen to the water supply? If there is a radiological weapon released, what would happen to the air and the water? A chemical weapon released, what would happen to the air and the water supply? Come on, friends, talk to me. And remember, the first plague, the second plague, the third plague affected Egyptians and Hebrews. That's what you tell your Bible study contact. Verse number 10, the third trumpet blew. Star fell. Fire began to burn. What would happen if a nuclear weapon was discharged? Will it bring fire? Mercy, friends. And remember, there's going to be nuclear showdown before the plagues, the Battle of Armageddon. Come to verse 11. Wormwood. Wormwood. And no one could drink the water because the water was bitter. Bring your Bible study contact to the first plague in Exodus chapter 8. And bring them to Revelation 16. Verse 6. And that's why we must be in the country, having our own water source. If there is a chemical weapon use, radiological weapon use, you can't trust the water coming from the city in your pipe, your tap, nor county water. You need your own well. But Pastor, would it not also affect the well? It might. It might. Here's the point. Because you're in the right place, where God says you must be, God will work a what? A miracle. He might say, as he said to Moses, go get a tree, cut down a tree from your property, and put a tree in the well. And the tree will sweeten your water. No longer bitter water of Marah. Exodus 15. But sweet water, because you're in the right place and you're being converted. Come back here. Powerful, right? Amen. I know it's powerful. Look at verse 12. Watch now. This will cause me to segue. Now, I won't go to verse 12 yet. Let me go to chapter 9 first. I'm going to say something. I want everyone to listen. Where does Islam play in all of this? Where does radical Islam play in all of this? Remember, trumpet after trumpet. If you look at chapter 9, I'm going to come back to the fourth trumpet. So put down fourth trumpet to be continued. Let's go now to trumpet number 5. In chapter 9 of Revelation, verse 1 through verse 10, you find the fifth trumpet, Islam. In verse 11 through verse 21, Islam again, Mohammedism, Turkey, and you have Arab and Turkey, fifth trumpet, sixth trumpet. Now, watch carefully now. Watch carefully. What role will they play? Now, fifth trumpet, sixth trumpet are in the past. We know that. But will it be repeated? Watch this. In chapter 9 of Revelation, give it to me. Look at verse 14. It mentions the river of Euphrates. Euphrates. Everybody put down Euphrates. And this is what you must share with your Bible study contact. Go now to Revelation 16. Put down verse 12, the river Euphrates. So the seven last plagues also mention the river Euphrates. Now tell them this. The river Euphrates is connected to Megiddo. Just put it down. That's 2 Kings 23. and verse 29, Megiddo. Then tell your Bible study contact the word Megiddo is the Hebrew word for Armageddon. Revelation 16. I gave her that this past Sabbath. It's in the message. Megiddo, Armageddon. Megiddo, Euphrates. Islam, Euphrates. Islam, Megiddo, the battle of Armageddon. So what role will Islam play in the last days? There's also going to be a role for Islam when the plagues are falling. Yep, it's going to happen, friends. And we saw a dress rehearsal of that. What date? Based on the media now. Media. September 11, 2001. It's coming again. And notice, Megiddo, Euphrates is linked to Babylon. 2 Kings 24 and verse 7. Babylon. It's clear now, friends. These trumpets are going to be repeated. Now watch. Let's get back to the fourth trumpet. In verse number 12 of chapter 8 of Revelation, hear what it says. And this was segue into cyber attack. Watch this. Verse 12. The fourth trumpet sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten. If you smite the sun, what happens? Darkness. The third part of the moon, stars, and everything became dark, darkened. Stop it right there. That trumpet is in the past. But in Revelation 16, the seven last plagues, what do you find in verse 10? A plague of darkness. That's clear now, my friends. The trumpets are going to be repeated. Now watch carefully now. Darkness. Would a cyber attack bring darkness? Turn now to your Bible study contact. Would a nuclear war destroy nuclear plants that give Americans power and electricity? So what do we need then? Do we not need alternative power? Or live like the Amish people? Or begin to live like the hen, the cock, and the roosters? Go down with the sun and rise with the sun? Come on now. Come on, think with me, my friends. It's clear. Watch this. Russia ready to hit UK with wave of cyber attacks. It's connected. So while many are thinking, watch the point. Could this be a 649? While people are anticipating Russia to retaliate with a nuclear strike, could they retaliate with a cyber attack? Mercy. Look over here, and they strike you over here. Now, second point. Say this to your Bible study contacts, as I'm going to say to you. Could it be the very tyrants in America could be the ones to release a weapon that would bring mass casualty in the populous cities and blame some other country? Could they be the one to unleash a massive cyber attack on Americans and then blame somebody else? Listen attentively here.
When hackers stole sensitive patient data in a cyber attack on blood testing services in June, the impact reverberated through the NHS in London. Thousands of operations and outpatient appointments were postponed. Russia was blamed, as it has been, for targeting the UK's energy infrastructure, its political institutions, the media, telecoms. It means for all President Putin's recent talk of unstoppable missiles and the lowering of the threshold for nuclear weapon use, the unseen threat may well be just as dangerous.
Russia will do everything in its power to destabilize not only within Ukraine, but amongst the neighbor NATO allies. So we have to be absolutely vigilant in that as a government, but also in businesses and wider society to protect against.
And wider society. Share these clips with your neighbors.
It's that unseen risk that a leading member of the government will emphasize at a NATO conference on Monday.
In his speech, Pat McFadden will leave no doubt that the threat is real, that a Russian cyber attack has the power to switch off the lights for millions. But there'll be a warning for Vladimir
Putin. To switch off the lights for millions. Once you play that clip, those clips, then turn to your neighbor, co-worker, classmate, family member, relative, and say the following. Those seven last plagues we spoke of, and spoke about, God is going to send them as payback. So everything the tyrants do, God is going to repay them. So why will one of the plagues be darkness? Because the tyrants will bring darkness upon the populations. Mm-hmm. You see now, friends? And once they see that, by the way, they'll ask you, where's that text that say that? All right. You bring them now to Revelation 16. You read verse 3 through verse 7. It's payback. Second scripture, Revelation 18, verse 5 through verse 8. Reward her double payback. Last scripture, Matthew 7, verse 2 and verse 12. Payback. Nuclear cyber attack. Leave the world in darkness. Wake up, friends. Here it is.
Is interested in his own personal survival, his own wealth, and that of that.
You know what? Enough of you. This clip.
Russia is reportedly preparing for an unprecedented assault on the West.
Listen.
One that won't come from tanks, missiles, or airstrikes, but from the digital frontier. The Kremlin's cyber army, backed by state-sponsored hackers and a growing network of cyber criminals, has triggered alarm bells across Western capitals, especially within NATO. According to a senior British official, Moscow's cyber aggression poses a severe threat, capable of disabling critical infrastructure, including power grids that could plunge millions into darkness.
Yes, power grids that would plunge millions into darkness. And beloved, once you show those clips, turn to your family member, neighbor, co-worker, and classmate and remind them of the clip, the movie, Leave the World Behind. What was that all about? Cyber attack. Watch this.
We are seeing ongoing cyber attacks across the country.
It's coming, friends. It's coming. And notice, for most people, if you have no electricity, how do you get water? The water that comes to your pipes, think about this, my friends, it comes from a plant. What runs the plant? Electricity. If you have no power, not only will you be void of electricity, but water. What about your well? If your well is linked to electricity, no power, no water. You better have some biceps, strong biceps and triceps, some strong muscles. Have a hand pump. Preparation. And this, by God's grace, should awaken your family member and neighbor. Midday power surge. Get ready, my friends. There it is. And then they can topple the government, topple the nation, collapse the nation. They create the boogeyman. Hegelian dialectic. Do you remember this man, what he said?
The most striking finding that we found is that 93% of cyber leaders and 86% of cyber business leaders believe that the geopolitical instability makes a catastrophic cyber event likely in the next 2 years.
In the next 2 years, will that not bring us into 2025? What script are they reading from? Why could he not say 3 years? 10, why two? Klaus Schwab.
We all know.
Yes.
But still, pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance.
A small disturbance for what is coming, this great crisis that is coming, brothers and sisters. A small disturbance. Then turn to your contact and say this. One reason why Satan brings wars, is because he wants to divert your attention from the work of preparation. Many people are saying, we have heard about this before. Nothing happened. I don't want to hear about midday power surge. I don't want to hear from Pastor Enriquez. I don't want to hear about any Bible and preparation. They are in the snare of Satan. Pray for souls. Weep for souls' salvation. Pray for those around you. They're sleepwalking into danger, destruction, the close of their probation. So what then is the work of preparation? For those people who are secular-minded, show them, even in the movie, Leave the World Behind. When the cyber attack, come on now, when the cyber attack happened, and they had the mushroom cloud in the movie, who were the ones prepared? Who? Not the people in the city? Their so-called smart cars became autonomous, crashed into each other. Those in the cities could not leave to find a place of refuge. Families separated. That's in the movie. Well, Pastor, it's a movie. That's what the Bible says. We covered that yesterday in Midday Power Surge. Who were the ones prepared? And notice, the crisis hit while a family was on vacation. Say this to your Bible study contact. How many people are caught up in travel, excitement, vacations, and dilly-dallying, enjoying the world? Let's go to Disney World. What if you're at Disney World, and the crisis hit? The first thing that will come to your mind is midday power surge, November 27th. Leave the world behind. And the only folks who were ready, this man right here, he was there shopping, and the man was not buying goods for one day. He was shopping for weeks while other families were without resources. How much more time do I need to emphasize this? Pastor, I don't have much things. God will put the solitary in families. Psalm 68, verse 6. Just get yourself prepared spiritually. That's it. It's very similar. In a flood, a calamity, they tell everybody, shelter in place. Right? The military, the National Guard, goes house to house, knocking on doors. Anyone inside? Yes, we are. Come out. Get your stuff. Jump in. So you get prepared for the knock at the door. That happens naturally in a crisis. And so it is spiritually. Just start packing, start praying, fasting, get prepared until the knock at the door comes. That's it. Are you ready? Let's go. In the movie, show your Bible study contact this. That was in the movie. The sad thing is, this house was well stocked up. But where were the members of the household? In the city. Trapped in the city and snared in the city. So everything they stored up was of no use to them. But the point here is, get ready. the five keys of survival. Now, in this clip there in the movie, this family had no medication. So what are we to have on hand? First aid. First aid materials. Herbs on hand. Tinctures. Tinctures on hand. Natural remedies on hand. That's practical, brothers and sisters. What would I do in this crisis? If this were to happen, what would I do? If that were... Have your own family crisis simulations. If my child was in the woods, got bitten by this or that, what do I have on hand? Do we have charcoal? Do we have bentonite clay on hand? Simple things. It's time to get ready. Now, friends, in closing, I want to hear from you. 689-777-5198. What points stood out to you today? Give me your feedback. 689-777-5198. And while you're calling in, let me say this. People are going to say, Pastor, the Lord would never allow this and these things to happen to us before the seven last plagues. Never. Who were the Hebrews? The Israelites. Who were they? Were they not God's people? Were they not also affected by the first three plagues? They were. They were. Did God not allow Daniel to go through the lion's den? Yes, he did. Did he preserve them and Daniel? He will preserve you. Yes, caller, you're live. What point stood out to you today?
Hello, Pastor. What stood out to me? Everything was very important, but what really stood out was the fact that you said tinctures, herbs, and stuff like that. You didn't just say prescription medication. And I wish we all would have learned not to depend on prescription medication. I learned my lesson now, and I do, you know, stock up on those things. But I wish people would just pay attention that the pharmaceutical industry was not for us. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. And get the book. That's why we need medical missionary training. Thank you, my sister. God bless. That's why we need medical missionary training. Caller, you're live. What point stood out to you today?
Yes. Yes, hi. Good afternoon, Pastor. Once again, thanks for sharing. What stood out to me is that you emphasized on the five keys on survival and to share with our Bible study context how the current events go hand in hand and confirm what the scripture was saying all this time. You also brought up about the seven plagues, and you mentioned about how it's payback time. There will be a time will be payback time. What man is trying to do, God is going to pay that back. So what I got from all this, that we need to be ready spiritually, physically, and get others ready as well and repent.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless. Caller, you're live. What point stood out to you today?
Hi, what Pastor. Point... Good afternoon.
Yes, you're live. What point stood out to you today?
Okay, as the sister said earlier about the medicines, we're not only to stock up on the medicine, but we need to practice how to use the herbs from now. So when the time comes, we'll be able to know what to do with them. Make no sense having them stored up and not knowing how to use them.
Thank you, my sister. Potent point, potent point. And I would even recommend that we learn the top five herbs to have. The top five herbs to have. As a matter of fact, those of you alive, you know, I'm going to make this an actual Q&A. What would you say are the top five herbs to have on hand? The top five herbs to have on hand. I'm going to make that a Q&A. The top five herbs. Friends, again, I want to say this. God is going to protect and God is going to preserve. But we have to do our part. We have to. caller, you're live. What point stood out to you today?
Yes, I'm listening and I'm seeing the nuclear blackout and all these things. What I'm seeing happening is that the nuclear blackout could set the precedent for the global reset for the financial cashless system. When that happens, that could give them the concrete foundation to launch in this cashless system, and it would be tied with the Sunder Law. And so this is...
Caller?
Good afternoon.
Yes, continue. We lost you there.
Yes, yes, sorry about that. So I was saying that the blackout that that is possible as a result of the cyber warfare and the nuclear conflict could set the precedent for the reset of the global financial system, the cashless system, that would give the Sunder Law its teeth that it would need to enforce the no buying, no selling.
Thank you,
that's
brother.
It.
Yes, yes.
You're welcome.
I agree. Thank you so much. God bless. Beloved, it's clear what time we're living in, and we must now use this information to share with others. I see individuals writing down the top five herbs.
Top five herbs.
Caller, you're live. Turn the live feed down. Give us your feedback based on the lesson.
Hi, Pastor.
Yes, you're live. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say this. When I was listening to you back in 2018, everything was very, I was not probably prepared for it. You sound like I was watching a news, but now I pray about it. And now listening to you, the reason why I'm calling is I just want people who are listening is that to get ready, to be prepared. And if this message is not getting into our head, it's probably we need to pray for God to guide us so we can get the message clear. So thank you for not giving up.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to close it right there. I see individuals writing down what they perceive to be the top five herbs. Now, time would fail me to go through all these comments. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this into something more practical in a few moments once I drop the stream. And then we can all engage on this. Because I believe these things that we're talking about as it relates to practical preparation are indeed necessary. 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 But remember this again, friends. God is going to preserve. He's going to protect. And I'm going to make the statement. One of my themes from this day forward, and it's life sketches. Life Sketches, page 196. We have nothing to fear for the future, except we shall forget how God has led and his teachings in our past history. Let's break that down. We have nothing to fear for the future, except we forget how God has led. Look back at your Ebenezers, the victories in the past. They will encourage you in the present and in the near future. Father in heaven, thank you for your blessings, your presence, your Holy Spirit through this midday power surge today. Thank you for allowing your people to make a sacrifice to join us live. Those who commented in the chat, called in to give their feedback, and those who will be joining us hereafter. May we use these principles of truth, current events, the scriptures, to awaken, educate, warn, instruct, and encourage our family members, co-workers, classmates, neighbors. May we be found doing our Father's business. Keep us faithful. Keep us encouraged. May we implement the five keys of survival and teach others. We thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. By God's grace, I'll see you tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern for Midday Power Surge. The protest, the reformation continues.